Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right. We try to saturate this program, every song, every devotion within the Word of God, because without the Word of God is just music and some guy just blabbling on about something. So we try to invite God and His Word into the program. So friend, I hope and pray that you are enjoying your day here thus far. And we try to have a theme for each and every program. And today we're going to be focusing on the mercies of God. Oh yes, how great are His mercies. They are new every morning. So we're going to be focusing on the mercies of God right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right, you are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Hello there, friend. My name is Joey Kroll. I hope you are enjoying the second half of your weekend as part of your Sunday here on Sunday Worship. And today we are focusing on the mercies of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Have you ever heard how a pearl is formed? I mean, it's truly fascinating. A foreign object, often a grain of sand, somehow makes its way into a tightly sealed crack of an oyster. Instead of spitting out this irritating object, the oyster covers it with layer upon layer of a substance secreted from its own body. After months or even years, a beautiful pearl is formed. The longer the pearl stays inside the oyster, the more valuable it becomes. Tell you what a picture of God's mercy towards us. The Lord doesn't spit us out when we come to Him. We are accepted in the Beloved. God has every right to cast us out because of our sin, but instead He brings us into His holy body and covers over our sin with His beautiful covering. When God found us, we were nothing more than an irritation. But by His grace, but by His mercy, He keeps us under His covering so that we can be made into something valuable into His kingdom. God is using our time now under His covering to conform us into His image. Friend, let's cherish this time under God's covering and take this opportunity to grow more and more beautiful, that we attract many for His kingdom in these trying times.
Blessed be Your name in the land that is plentiful, where Your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be Your name. Blessed be Your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be Your name. Every blessing You pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be Your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be Your glorious name, Your glorious name. Blessed be Your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be Your name. Blessed be Your name on the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering. Blessed be Your name. Every blessing You pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be Your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be Your glorious name. Oh, You give and take away, You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be Your name. Blessed be, blessed be, blessed be Your name. Always.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Where there seems to be no way. in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way.
Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Friend, it is so good to spend some time here with you as part of your weekend, part of your Sunday. How's the weekend coming along? Pretty well? Hanging in there? Yeah, my wife and I got back from a nice little mini vacation just a few days ago, so we're still kind of refreshed and excited, and it's always nice to go out of town, but it's so much better coming back home, amen? So we're just enjoying our home and feeling refreshed as well. So I pray you're feeling refreshed and energized for the things of the Lord this weekend, and today we are focusing on the mercies of God. And mercy is not getting what you do deserve. That's how we would kind of maybe define the word mercy. And the best way to truly experience mercy is once you receive it from God, show it unto others. I saw this interesting little story. It's about two shopkeepers who are bitter rivals. They would spend each day keeping track of each other's business. If one of them got a customer, he would smile in triumph at his rival. One night, an angel appeared to the shopkeepers in a dream and said, "I'll give you anything you ask, but whatever you receive, your competitor will receive twice as much. Do you want to be rich? You can, but he will be twice as much. Do you want to live a long and healthy life? You can, but his life will be longer and healthier. What is your desire?" The man thought for a moment and then said, "Please, blind me in one eye." Wow. I think we are often unaware of the deceptive way the enemy operates in this area in our lives. Is it easier for us to show sympathy when a person is hurting than to truly rejoice when they receive a blessing? God wants us to be free of the bondage that holds us back from doing great things for Him. And how many times we don't even know they exist. So friend, let's examine our hearts today. Is there a person in our life that we need to extend mercy to? Or maybe perhaps we need to do some repenting of? Friend, let's examine our hearts today and ask the Lord to show us areas in our life that we need to ask forgiveness for. Yes, the King's Choir in Holy, Holy, Holy. Probably one of my all-time favorite hymns right there. Hey, friend, happy Sunday. My name is Joey Kroll. This, of course, is Sunday Worship. And today we are focusing on the mercies of God. See, when man sinned, God called a summit meeting. They talked about what to do since man had fallen. And justice spoke up and said, "Let the wages of sin be death." And Jesus said, "Yes, but let the gift of God be eternal life, and I will be that gift. Justice, go down and wait for me on Calvary." And Jesus took the long way through 42 generations. And as he passed, Job said, "I see him. He looks like a horse pawing in the valley." Passed on through, Ezekiel said, "I see him. He looks like a wheel in the middle of a wheel." Passed on through, Amos said, "I see him, he looks like a plumb line." Daniel said, "I see him, he looks like a rock carved out of a mountain." And just as justice stood up to slay man, someone said, "Hold on, justice, there he is with a cross on his shoulder coming up Calvary." And when he got up there, he gave his hands to the nails. He gave his feet to the woodblock. He gave his side to the spear, gave his brow to the thorns, gave his back to the splinters, gave his mother to John, and gave his spirit to his father, and said, "It is finished." Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." He did not have to die for you, friend, so that we could be restored back into a relationship with God the Father. He didn't have to do that, but in his love for you, he chose to demonstrate his love for us by dying for you and I on the cross, ultimately taking our place. And that is, my friend, what I call the grace, the love, and the mercy of a father.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end, when will we realize?
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Twyla Paris, and we will glorify the Lord right here on this edition of Sunday Worship here on Great News Radio. Friend, happy Sunday to you this 14th day of April 2013. It has been such an honor to spend some time here with you here in the last 30 or so minutes as we've been focusing on the mercies of God. Well, friend, I hope and pray that you enjoy the rest of your weekend. I pray that you have a blessed week. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning at 7:32 Central Time, of course, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Again, that's at 7:32 a.m. Central Time tomorrow morning. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.